Bram Stoker's Dracula, and the works of Edgar Allan Poe. In the 20th century, there was a revival of interest in such works and their offspring in the genre of the horror film. Even more recently, many of the Harry Potter stories draw heavily on the Gothic genre. At their best, the writers of the Gothic touch on the sublime and take us beyond ourselves. They have a clear moral scope and expand human sensibility to the struggle between good and evil. On the other hand, the Gothic tradition also spawned a vast number of romantic thrillers, with stereotypical young maidens imprisoned in crumbling Gothic towers by cruel fathers or husbands, until a knight in shining armour comes to rescue them. Sometimes a metaphorical contemporary knight, but many such novels were also set in medieval times. What if young minds are overexposed to such superficial writings involving the extremes of human behaviour, handled in such trivial ways? What if young minds experience only such cheap thrills and superficial terrors? How do such minds respond to such a diet? In asking this question, Jane Austen creates a parody of the Gothic in her novel Northanger Abbey. The novel is certainly not Jane Austen's best, but it is.